Okay, we left off. Plus a good test. So, Naaman left Elisha. We talked about things he was kaifin Abay Dazara. So he told them Leich L'Shalayim, and he went to Kivrat Aretz, a certain amount of land. Radak, and so the scene says it was a mill. So Vayomer Gehazi Nar Elisha Isha Lekiv. So Gehazi, the Nar of Elisha, who was the Isha Lekim, said, Hinei Chatzach Adoini Eisnamon Huarami Hazeh Mikachas Miyodeh Tasherhevi. My master has held back Naaman from taking what he had brought for him as a present. Chai Hashem, he said a lashon of a shvua. I'm making a shvua. This is not going to happen. I'm not going to allow this to happen. Kimratzi acharav v'lokachti me'itoy me'uma. Rather, I'm going to run after him, and I'm going to take from him Mu'uma something. Now, Mu'uma, Rashi says, and is like a star, Chaser Aleph. It's missing an Aleph. That's a Chav. So, that's the way you read it, but it's not really there. Doesn't look like a Korean exiv here.
I don't see a star.
I have a star that says Nusach Acherim Muma. Right. It sounds like there's a Shaila Megirsa here, not a Korean exiv. And Rashi has Muma without an Aleph. And although it means something like Me'uma, it's written in Aleph, without Aleph, from the Lashon of Mum. He was going to take a Mum from him. He's going to take a blemish, he was going to get his Sarah. So by doing this, he was going to take something from Naaman, but not what he, besides what he planned, but he's going to get more than he bargained for. They say he's going to get his Sarah. So he's going to take from him a Mum.
Why is it a mum?
Yeah. Why is what a mum? What's the it you're referring to?
Why
he's going to get Sarat out of this. He's going to end up with Naaman Sarat because of what he's doing here. So he thinks he's going to get something, but as an Einish, he's going to get, he's going to get Sarat. Now, the Malbim says, and the Malbim is the only one of the Mefarshim to quote unquote be Malamitz Chus here on Gehazi in what his Cheshbon was. So the Malbim says, Ki Alpi Hadin Ein L'Rapei Tzahakum. Like the Malbim has been talking till now, that Alpi Hadin you're not allowed to cure a gut. And if you have to, Ein L'Rapei Tzahakum, you can't do it for free. So says Gehazi, Hagam Shehutzich L'Rapaisa. It's true he needed for the Kiddush Hashem or for whatever reason to cure him. And it's true, says Gehazi, he was right for not taking a present from him. Because when you take a present from a guy, is a chashash, we're nervous he might go then to his Avodah Zarah and be Meshabeach his Avodah Zarah. Like we said before, this was one, at least one cheshbon that Elisha didn't want to take it, the Malbim had said before, because he's so excited someone took a matana, he'll go be Meshabeach his Avodah Zarah. Gehazi knew that cheshbon, he says, you're right, it's a good cheshbon. However, he didn't have to take it as a matana. Let him take it as payment for the refuah. Although Naaman was offering it as a present, but it didn't have to be a present. It could be payment. If a guy goes to a doctor and he pays to go to the doctor, he's not going to run to the Avodah Zarah and say, thank you, the doctor took my payment. It's the payment. If he says, I'm healing you for free, he says, okay, I want to give you a matana, it's a different story. A matana is a different thing. A matana is a present. So the Ishal again took my matana, let me run to the Avodah Zarah and say, give a halavodah. So Gehazi said, he's not allowed to heal in Bechinam, so let him take Schar Refuah for it. And you don't have to worry about him running to Avodah Zarah, because if it's Schar, if it's payment, so then he's not going to run to Avodah Zarah. That's how the Malbim wants to say that Gehazi's Cheshman was. However, in Masechet Avos, the Mishnah says, Hakina Ve'ataiva V'yakavai Maisiyin Es Azam In Ailam, and Rashi over there, and the words Hataiva says, what's an example of a person who went after Taiva and Maisiyin Es Azam In Ailam? Gehazi. And most other Mepharshim learn like that also, that they're not out to be Melamed Schus Gehazi, and rather it was his chemdas hamamin that caused him to go here. He couldn't let this go by. Such a big present that Elisha's turning it away. He's not going to let it happen.
Who says that?
Who says which prayer?
The Kinnatan of Akavos.
That's the Mishnah in Avos. And Rashi says over there in Avos, that's Ken Gehazi. Now along these lines, there's a lot of Midrashim over here. In one of the Midrashim, when it lists the reasons why Tzaras come, one of them is Raglayim Maharois Larutz Lara. One of the causes of Tzaras is someone who has feet to carry him to run to go do bad. That's what the Midrash says. And the Midrash says, where is the source for that? Because it says here, Ki imratzti acharov. Gehazi ran, he had raglayim, emarim, lorut, lara, and that's why, as we'll see, he's going to end up here with tzaras. There's another medrash that says that the reason that Gehazi got Tzaras was for Chilul Hashem. Because Elisha was Mekadeshem Shemayim by refusing to take any money from Naaman. And Gehazi here went the opposite, and he went, and it was, we'll see in a moment, he's going to blame it on Elisha. Elisha changed his mind. Now Elisha had made a shvuah, he's not going to take anything. Gehazi is going to tell Naaman, no, he changed his mind, he's going back on his shvuah. That's called the Chil Hashem. And the Midrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you made a shvua in my name, because remember, Gehazi he said here also, Chai Hashem. In these type of instances, Hashem is not so happy when you make a shvua in His name. Making a shvua is a chomer thing, we've said many times. Even if you keep it. To make a shvua like Elisha, not to take something from Naaman, that's a kiddush Hashem. That Gehazi should say, I'm making a shvua that I'm going to get something from Naaman, that's not using the shvua Hashem so well. So the Midrash says, Hashem said, you swore in my name and you were mechalo my name. I'm going to make a shvua that you want to go and take me'uma, you want to get something, you're going to get muma, you're going to get his mum. So this Midrash is saying it's from the Chilul Hashem. The stress is on the Chilul Hashem of Gehazi. Now, there's just going along with this topic, there's a Gemara that says that the reason he got Tzaras is because we'll see in a couple of psukim that Naaman didn't trust Gehazi when he said this, that Elisha was Chayzer, and Naaman is going to say, swear you're telling the truth, and he's going to swear. So he made a Shvua Sheker. And for that, he got saras. And not only that, by Shvua Sheker, the Gemara says that not only does a person get punished, his family and his children also get punished for a Shvua Sheker. And as we'll see, Gehazi and his children, all his children also got saras. Later on, in two prakim later, Varva Anashim, it's going to be Gehazi and his children, the Mitzrayim over there. So, the Gemara says for Shvua Sheker. Yeah.
What does the family do wrong also?
By Shvua Sheker?
Like, is it that they do something also, or is it just part of the punishment? Then?
Sounds like it's part of the punishment. And in Avos Dereb Nosson it says that Tzaras comes for just people who say Sheker. Misapre Shkarim. Not for Shvua Sheker, but people who say Sheker. Gehazi is going to say Sheker about Elisha, that Elisha changed his mind. That brings Tzaras. So we have a lot of different reasons why Gehazi here ended up with Tzaras. We had Taiva, we had Raglai Mimarim Loritz Lara, Til Hashem, Shvua Sheker, and Mesaprishkarim. At least five reasons here why Gehazi deserves Tzaras, yeah?
I mean, obviously,
again, yeah, okay, and so you wonder why he kept him? Well, now he's going to get rid of him. We'll see. Gemara with Chazal not so happy with him, with Elisha, for what he did, but we'll see. This is going to be like the straw that breaks the camel's back over here. We'll see. Okay. So, Vayirda Gehazi Acharei Naaman. So Gehazi ran after him. He chased after him. Vayira Naaman Rats Acharav. And Naaman looks and he sees there's somebody running. Vayipo me'al ha'merkava likrotai, and he let himself down from the merkava, from the chariot. Vayipo does not have to mean that he fell off. And in fact, if you look at the mitzudos, he says kimai. So the Siyan says, "Vayipol inyan hataya, letting himself down kimoi, vatipol me'al hagomo." Says by Rivka, "Vatipol me'al hagomo." Vatipol does not have to mean that she fell and knocked her head on the way down. Vatipol parship shat. So this is saying, and you look in the parship shat in Chumash too. Does he allow it? It means she let herself down from the gomo. We know this. Midrashim and different things that she fell, but that's not necessarily the pashup shot that she got so scared and she fell off. Vatipo means she let herself down. So here also, Vayipo means that he let himself down from the Merkava, Likrasai, and he was nervous. Vayomer, Hashalom, is everything okay? Why? He thought something happened to Elisha. That's why Gehazi's running after him. Vayomer, and he said, Shalom, Ladai, Shalom. No, don't worry, everything's okay. Adoni shlochani leimer, my master sent me saying, Hineyata zebo elai shnei na'orim me'arifraim ibn anavim. Now he knew that Naaman is not going to believe him. Elisha made a shvua, and all the signs mean chayzer. So it's true, Elisha's not going to keep whatever presents he's going to get now for himself. It's going to be for the Bnei Anavim, for other people. The Chai Hashem, Imekach, that's going to remain. So he said, Elisha sent the message, two Na'arim came from Bnei Ephraim, from Har Ephraim, Ibn Anavim. These are the Bnei Anavim. Tznanolem Kikar Kesef. Give to them a Kikar Kesef. Ushtei chalifais begadim, and two changes of clothing. Right. So, basically, in this pasuk, he's telling him that you might wonder why Elisha changed his mind. He didn't change his mind. Something new occurred. All of a sudden, two new people came who need food. So before, I didn't eat it. And before, I wasn't going to take it. So now, number one, I'm not taking it for myself still. But if you want to know why I didn't ask before to give to the Bnei Neviim, because they just came. They came as you left. So give them a kikar kesef u'shtei chalifos begadim. Vayomer Naaman hayel. So Naaman said hayel. Hayel is a lashon of swearing. Vayomer Moshe l'shavet ha'seish. Right? Hayel. Says Rashi lashon shvua. Just had a mikita. Okay, so some people were excited, some people still weren't happy to hear the translation. So he didn't believe him. Right? You see, Naaman himself was wondering if this is true, so he made him make a shvua. And then he said, "Kach kikarim, take two kikar." So he said, "Give me one kikar kasef." And Naaman said, "Kach kikarim, take two kikar kasef." Vayifrat boy. So he had to try to convince him. It's the same word as vayiftsar boy. By Elisha said vayiftsar. Here it says vayifrat. So Reish and the Tzadi are switched around. The Mitzuta says it's the sihi. It's the same thing. I don't know how that works, but that's what he says. That he have vayiftsar, vayifrat means the same thing. So Naaman is trying to convince him. Why does he have to convince him? Because Gehazi wasn't stupid. He knows that if he doesn't put on a good show here, they're gonna suspect something. So he asked for one kikar, b'shem Elisha, and Naaman wants to give two. Now Elisha's in the business of not taking too much from Naaman, right? That's what he did. So if all of a sudden Gehazi says, "Sure, okay, two's great, we'll give two." One second, all of a sudden Elisha is going to take more than he asked for. He didn't want to take anything before. He's finally asking for the minimum. I offer more. Sure, no problem. So Gehazi's, "No, I don't want to take it." Trying to refuse it. Deep down he's hoping that he, you know, doesn't give up in his vayiftsar boy. So vayifrat boy, and he started nudging him, he started trying to convince him to take it. Vayitzar kikrim kasef, and he tied up two kikar of kasef. Bishnei charitim, Rashi says charitim are minei begadim v'surjim, like handkerchiefs and packages to package things up in like pieces of cloth, begadim and surjim. Or some say, Rashi says sometimes, some say means bishnei kisim aruchim, like long purses. So he wrapped up these two kasef b'shnei charitim u'shtei chalifos begadim. So you see, you know, Gehazi finally gave in and said, "I'll take the two kikarim." Vayiten el shnei na'arav, and he didn't even make Gehazi schlep it back. He gave it to his two na'arav, meaning Rashi's Naaman's two na'arav. He sent along two na'arav with him, and vayisu lefanav, and they carried it for him. The two Na'arim of Naaman carried the packages for Gehazi. Pashit, it just means to help him carry it. But there are some in Farshim that say that Naaman was still nervous. He was sending along two of his men to make sure that this is going to Elisha, or at least to try to see what's going on over there. He wasn't sure if Gehazi was telling the truth or not. Vayavai el ha'ayfel. So they came to the Eifel. What's Eifel? So Rashi says, I'll be the Targum, la'asar kasi, to a covered place, a makam mechusa, like a hidden place, a covered place. The Gaba?
Here's
like a geographical place. Okay. So there's a makam mechutza. The Mitzudais says two pshatim. Either he says an Eifel is a migdal, like a tower, which also means like a secret place. Or he says that's if Eifel is with an ayin. He brings a Rai Yeshaya Lamed Beis, Eifel is a tower, like a migdal. Or he says you could read it as if it's an Eifel with an aleph, which is a lashon of afela, means a dark place. Also, people shouldn't see things. No one should see him. A dark place. So they brought it to this hidden place. Dark place, covered place, migdal. Vayikach miyadam. So Gehazi takes it. Now the shlichim, they've done their shlichus. Here's where we're depositing it. Vayikach miyadam. And he took it from their hands. Vayivkod babayis literally means, pashup shad, it means that he hid it in the house.
What house?
I mean in this place, wherever he was, this makam ha'ifel, it's calling it a house now. Like the Mitzvah says, hinicham bevayisham, or he put it there. The Ralbag says, vayivkod is a lashon of appointing. Like a pekida means to appoint someone. What does that mean? Gehazi right away here decided we can't keep this money around and we have to transfer it into something else. So he appointed people of his household to go take the money and go buy things with it. They bought begadim, said the Rabag, and they bought zaysim, and kramim, and sain, and bakar, and avadim, and shrachis. Got it all? It's all listed in Pasuk Chavav. Because in Pasuk Chavav, at least it's going to say, where'd you get all that stuff from? And the Mepharshim say, when did they ever say he had all that stuff? So Rabak says, here, vayivkay means he appointed people of his house, he spread out the money, you go here, you go there, let's get it out, get rid of the money, and we'll transfer into all these things. For some reason, I guess he thought that maybe no one would realize. I don't know why he'd say it this way, but this is what the Rabak says. Vayivkay means he appointed the people to go and buy things. Now the Kli Yakar says, where are the men who carried it? Did they go home yet?
Yeah, they went away.
They did? Where? After Vayifkei Babayis. Right? So that means, says the Kli Yakar, according to the Ralbag, who he appointed people to go buy things, and then he sent the men away, why didn't the men realize something was fishy here? That this money and clothing is supposed to go to Elisha. And even if you learn especially that Naaman sent them along to make sure things go to the right place. So all of a sudden, he takes them to this dark place, and he tells everyone in his house, divide up the money, go buy things very quickly. And they're standing there. And doesn't something sound fishy here? This is not Elisha here. This money is supposed to go to these two B'nai HaNevi'im who are hungry. Right? So the Kli Yakar asked the question on the Ralbag, and he says, I don't know, unless you say that, he says, maybe B'dai think you could say, Gehazi spoke Lashon HaKodesh, and these people didn't understand what was going on, why did they didn't realize from the flurry of activity that began the minute the money came in, I don't know. So that's the Kli Yakar's question, that in the order of the Pasuk, if you learn Vayivka means he appointed, so what's the point to go buy things? They're still here. He didn't send them away till the next word. By Yishalach et Anashim by Yelechu.
I mean, the
good messengers.
Yeah.
Okay, it could be. Well, we don't have any indication of that.
No,
the Kli Yakar himself says Vayifkar Bavayis is a lashon of a tzivui. It's the same idea when you appoint someone, you're mitzvah. Vayifkar is a lashon of a tzivui. What's the tzivui? He played the game. He continued playing the game for the shluchim, and he said, he told everyone, if you watch it right now, I'm going to Elisha, and I'm going to send you a message back of what to do, what Elisha wants to do with the money. So he commanded the people in the household, make sure you listen to my instructions when I send them back of what Elisha wants to do it. This is all part of the game here. So then, Vayishalach et ha'anashim vayelechu. Because if these men were sent to find out if everything is kashura here, how'd they just leave? I mean, he didn't give it to Elisha. He put it in a dark room or in his house or had people watching it. Why don't they do their shlichas? According to the way the Kliyaka is saying, they did. They heard that he brought it here, so he brought it to a safe place. He said, I'm going to go now to Elisha, find out what to do with it, and I'm going to send you back a message of what exactly to do with it. So they said, you know what, everything seems to be okay. Vayishalach et ha'anashim, he turned to them, he said, everything seem okay to you? Yes, vayilechu, and they left. So the Kliyaka is learning Vayivkoit is a lashon of a tzivoy, a commanding. He commanded the people of the house that when he's going to send back a message with instructions from Elisha of what to do with everything, make sure you listen. This is make sure you follow them exactly what I say and what he says.
Well, that would be fishy, because if it would be a real thing from Elisha, Elisha does interesting stuff. So, no, why can I think this is what Elisha told me to do, to take the money and go buy something else?
You mean the first way around?
Yeah.
No, she means according to the Kliyaka's question on the Rabbah. Right. The Rabbah said, use the money and go on this, and the Kliyaka says, well, how these people not come? Alright, so you're saying maybe that was all. Elisha had already told them before what to do? Okay. Do you have an answer to the question?
No, but
I didn't. He didn't tell
him. He needed it.
He needed for the banana bean to eat, not to go buy vineyards and krumim and avodim and shvachas. Not going to help. He said he needed for the two banana bean from Har Ephraim. He's investing the money for them. That sounds, doesn't sound like the pasuk shem. Okay, that is the chasim over here in Vayivka. It's either we have Vayivka means he hid it, or it means he pointed people and sent them away to go buy things, or lashon of a tzivui that they should follow instructions. Now, he's got a problem. He's been missing for a little bit, Gechazi here. And Elisha is probably wondering where he is, right? So he's got to slip back into the onto the scene. Vehuva, so he comes, Vayamid El Adonav, and he stood in front of his master. Vayamid Elav Elisha, Me'ayin Gechazi. So Elisha tells him, Me'ayin Gechazi. Gehazi, where did you come from? Now, number one, the Kliyaka says, it doesn't say Vayamaid Lifnei Adonav. It says El Adonav. Because the Kliyaka says Gehazi was probably very schwitzy, very sweaty, out of breath. He just ran this way, he ran that way, he went to hide the money, all doing as quick as possible, no one should come. And now he huffs and puffs himself right back into the shear. Elisha's giving a shear in the Bismadrish, and Gehazi huffs and puffs and he's going to sit himself around right in front of Elisha. Elisha's going to right away, at least in Gehazi's mind, he thinks he won't cop any other way, he's going to look at him and say, where are you coming from? Are you all, you're running a marathon? What's going on here? So he went El Adonav, not Lifnei Adonav. He tried to stick like on the side, behind some people, that Elisha shouldn't notice him. But obviously Elisha was an Avi Ishalikim, and that's why it could be the whole story starts off in Batsukov, Gehazi Nar Elisha Ishalikim. He knows right away the entire story of what Gehazi did over here. Without any indication necessarily from Gehazi. So he says, Me'ayin Gehazi, where'd you come from? Now you'll notice there's a Korean exiv here. The Kri is Me'ayin with the Yud and a Chirik under the Yud from where? But the ksib is mem aleph nun. May ain is a lashon of refusing. So the Ralbag says, and this is a chiddush gadol v'neira, that it's possible Gehazi would not have received the punishment he's going to receive if he would have confessed. If he wouldn't have lied to Elisha, and tell him, I didn't go anywhere, nothing happened. If he would have confessed, perhaps Elisha would not have given him such a terrible einish of Tarat, as we'll see in a moment. However, Mipnei Shekichesh Lai, says the Rabbah, but because he contradicted him, V'haisif Ba'avayna, he denied the existence, and he continued his Avera, Lok of Mimenu Zayis HaNekama, that's why he got this punishment. So by Yomer Lev Elisha, Me'ein Gechazi, Me'ein means you refuse to admit. Because you refuse to admit is why this is going to happen. If you would confess and say, I did something wrong, so perhaps Elisha, says the Rabbag, maybe would have just told him, okay, if you're makir, that you lied and you took it illegally, go give it back to him, and that would have been enough of a tshuva. But Gechazi was haisif ba'avaynai, so that was too much. Me'ein, you refuse to even admit when I confront you. And obviously if I'm confronting you, I probably know a little bit what's going on. You, I mean, again, Elisha was a Navi, Yishalei came with Ruach HaKadosh, Gechazi knew that. So that's why there's the Korean Ksiv. The Kri is Me'ayin, but the Ksiv is Me'ein, to tell this Remez that if you're going to refuse Gechazi to admit it, there's going to be trouble. Vayomer, Vayhalach Abdecha Anavana. I didn't go anywhere. What do you mean? I was right here the whole time. You didn't see me. Vayomer Elov. So Elisha says, Loi libi halach kasher hapach ish me'yomer kavto likrotecha. Now there's two ways to learn this pasuk. The Mesuda says that it's a lashon of tmiya, like a question. Loi libi halach. Didn't my heart go with you? Kasher hafach ish me'al markavto likrotecha, when the man turned himself around and he got off his chariot to meet you.
Which man?
Naaman. In other words, you went there, right? And now you chased after him, and Naaman got off his chariot, and then you had the conversation. Lelibi halach, do you think my heart didn't go along with you? I knew I was there the whole time. Obviously, not physically, but I know exactly what was going on. I was watching the whole thing. Ha'eis lokachas es hakesef, lokachas v'godim v'zeisim v'chromim v'tainu v'okar avadim v'shvachos. Says the Mitzudah, is this the time that you should get all this kesef? This all came because I did a nace. And you're not supposed to get any hana from a nace, especially if there's no reason to. It's not like we're all starving like before, any of the other nisim I did with the shaman and the flour and this. Let him go. There's no need for us to take it. That's why I refused it. So ha'eis l'kachet, so it's two times. Number one, do you think I didn't go along with you? Like, levi halach. I didn't go along? I know exactly what happened. You tell me you didn't go anywhere. And number two, he gave him mutzer. Is this a time from this mace? It's not a makam atzchak. It's not a time that we need it. You're going to go and take kesef, begodim, zeisim, kromim, tzayin, vokar, avadim, v'shvakas, all these things? And the Rabbag says, this is the Rabbag from before. This is what did he take from him? He took from him Kasef and Begadim. Well, what's this whole entire list he's giving him mutzer about? The answer is he changed all that stuff. He had people, his family, go and buy all these things. You see, Elisha knew the whole story. Elisha went along, he knew what happened, then he knew what he ended up with. The other Mefarshim say, Loi libi halach is not a lashon of a tmiya, like the Mitzvah says. It's a lashon of a statement. Like he said, Loi libi halach, my heart did not go with you. Kasher hafach ishmael makavte likrosecha. Meaning, I know what happened, but I'm not happy about it. My heart going with you means I would be pleased with you. If my heart is in it with you, it means I'm happy. Loyli bi halach. My heart is not with you, meaning I am not happy with what you did when you went to the person who, to Naaman as he got off his chariot. He's also indicating he knows exactly what happened, but not saying, Loyli bi halach. Well, you think I didn't go along with you? I was there, I watched the whole thing. Loyli bi halach means I'm not happy with what you did. My heart is not with you. Rabbah sort of says it, but other mefarshims more correct. Okay, now in the second half of Ha'es Lakachas, so the Metzudah says, is this a time to take it? Meaning, it's a separate piece of Musar. Number one, I know what happened. And the second thing, this is not a time. This is from an ace, you shouldn't take it. The Radak, in the second half, Ha'es Lakachas, says it's a continuation of him saying that I know what happened. As if he said, Loyli bi halach, my heart didn't go with you when you went there. Kasher hafach ish mal makapto v'kratecho. Ha'es lakachas, at the time that you went to get kesef and begadim and all these things, do you think I wasn't there also and I don't know about it? According to the Metzudais, the first taina was, Loyli bi halach, you think I wasn't there. Then he said a new taina. Ha'es lakachas, is this a time to take this the kesef and the begadim from the nais? The way the Radak is saying, they're both tainas, continuing the same thing. Loyli bi halach, my heart didn't go with you. You think I did? I don't know when you went to the person. Ha'es lakachas, at the time that you took the kesef and the begadim and the zaysim and the klamim, you think lo yadati, I didn't know? It's all part of the same theme. Ha'is lakachas. At that time, you think I don't know about it? Loyli bi halach. My heart didn't go with you. I didn't know about it. The Radak is learning the entire pasuk as a taina. You think I don't know you did all these things? I know them. The Metzudah splits it. First he said, you think I don't know? And then he gave him mussar and said, this is not a time for taking money. This is not a time. This was an ace. You don't take money for this. Now, if you don't learn like the Rabag, that he sent his family members to go buy all these things, how do you learn Pashup Shah and the Pasuk that Elisha's ranking him out here for buying Kesef and, or taking the Kesef and buying the Gadim and Zaysim and Kramim? So, if you look at the Targum, and the Radak explains it that way, he says, Hashah Hilach, is this the time Din seifta kasbon seifta levushaya, that you took kesef and you took clothing, because that's what he actually took. V'chashavta belibach, and you thought in your heart that you're going to use the money to buy lemikni, to buy zaysim and kramim and all the rest of the things. So you read the pasuk ha'es l'kachas ha'kesef l'kachas begadim. However you learn ha'es. Is this the time, let's say, to take the kesef from him and to take the begadim from him? And in your mind, you plan on buying zaysim kramim tzayim v'bakar avadim and shvachis. So the way the Rabag learns it, he says that he must have actually bought it. And Targum and the Radak going with the Targum are saying Elisha's showing more of his kayak. Not only does he know what Gehazi did, he knows what Gehazi was planning on doing with the money that he got. Okay. So what happens? So he's upset at him in Pasuk Chavzayin. He says, "V'tzaras Naaman tidbak pecha. The tzaras that Naaman had should go into you, should attach itself to you, uvizaracha, and to your children, la'olam, forever." Vayetzim elefanov mitzayra kashalik, and he left him mitzayra kashalik. So the Ralbag says, what does it mean la'olam? So either it means Pasha Laila means as long as they're alive. The children. Tidbak Bakal Bazaraka, you ain't children Laila waiting forever, means as long as they're alive. Right? Or it means ad hayayva. Only till Yaiva, like it says in what's it called? Vavade lo Ailam, right? Yaiva is called Ailam. So the Rabbag says two pshat. It means the kapshuta, it means taka forever, not forever because eventually they're going to die, but it means calls them on their alive, or it means ada Yaiva. Now there's a big machlaikus here. The Radak says uvizaracha lo Ailam. Loi Amar b'chol habanim sheyetsu mimenu ad Ailam. He didn't say every child or descendant that Gehazi will ever, that Nama, I'm sorry, that Gehazi will ever have will be a Mitzayra. He didn't say Uvechol Zaracha Adaylam. He said Uvezaracha. So the Radak says it means Ba'aisan Banim Shahayolai. The children that he already had, Shetidbak Hatzaras Bay Uvehem La'aylam, Shalayir Pamimenu. Him and his children that he already has will have tzaras forever. That's how the Radak says.
The people who will still be born,
just when they raise that? Right. If he has children after that, then they won't have tzaras. The Abar Ben El is the exact opposite. And he says only the children that he's going to have after the story will be Mitzrayim. And it almost, I don't know if, I didn't look at the Abar Ben El inside, but it sounds like almost, I'm not sure if it means only his children or it means all descendants. I'm not sure.
Him
and his children that he's going to have.
Even though they're not here,
yeah. The Abar Ben El does say, however, that his children, if they do tshuva, they'll get a refuah from it. They're not stuck with it. Now we explained before. So what's his children? Why they get a punishment? So we said before, one, the Gemara says, because Shua Sheker. But the Radak says, Im Geichazi Chatav Banav Machatav, what his children do wrong? Says the Radak, Malamit Shebanav Yadu B'Dover. You have to say that his children must have known about it. And that's why the Radak is Lushitas, he's learning it's the existing children. Children who were alive, so they knew about it, they deserve a punishment. Children that are born later, they didn't do anything wrong, why would they get a punishment? If it's Shvua Sheker, I'm not sure, perhaps it's possible that it makes no difference. If they were alive or they're going to be born, maybe the Barbana learns it's because it's Shvua Sheker. I don't know. But the Kliyakar says that the Barbana's shot is Keneged Chazal. Because we mentioned before that how do we know Gehazi's children had Tzaras, besides for Elisha's Gezeira, but where do we see it? Because later on it's going to say Va'arba Anashim and Perek Zayin, which is the Aftera for Parshas Mitzayra, Va'arba Anashim Hayim Mitzayra and Pesach Hashar. Who were those four people? Gehazi and his three children, Chazal say. Now this happened very soon afterwards. It's impossible that Gehazi already had three children who grew up and became Anashim and a part of this story. So must be, according to Chazal, these are the children who are already alive. So according to the Radak, that makes a lot of sense. But the Barbanel says when the children that were alive don't get any punishment. Only the children that are going to be born, says the Kliyaka, that Barbanel is being mafarish against the Pshat of Chazal, because Chazal say, Gechaz Yubanov, in one more parak, which is not too long, had Tzaras. So here we have a machlokes, which children it is. And it may depend also on why they got Tzaraas. The Radak, Lashitas, he says they must have done some Averas. So it was existing children. Abavanel doesn't seem to bother him. Now, the Gemara seems to say that Gehazi is ain like chelak leilam abo. Gehazi was such a rasha, he doesn't have a chelak leilam abo. The Gemara seems to have a little bit of a taina on Elisha, because the Gemara says la'olam tei small doichav yamin mekarev. A person's left hand is supposed to push away talmidim or sons or people, but at the same time, the right hand should be mekarev them. There has to be a balance. And the Gemara says, not like Elisha, who pushed away Gehazi b'shtei yadayin. He pushed him away with both hands. And that's why Gehazi, maybe he went off and he got to a point of Ein L'chelek L'olam Habo. Seems we have tainas a little bit on Elisha. The Gemara, not in the censored Gemara, says the same thing with Rav Shua bar Chalafta and Yoshka. That also Rav Shua bar Chalafta pushed him away. Not in our Gemaras, because it was censored out by all the Yashka Gemaras were censored out by the Gaisha censors. Recently, in New Prince of the Gemara, we're not worried about the censors, they put them back in. But Rishuva Chalapta pushed him away. And the whole story that he finally decided to be Makabal him back. And when he came back to him, he was in the middle of Kriya Shema, I think. And he couldn't be Michael him, and he made like a wink with his eye or with his hand or something like that, which he meant to say come back later, but Yashka took it to mean goodbye. So he left, he went off, and that was the final straw, and then whatever, obviously that was Bashkach, which happened like that, but we blame the same idea. He pushed him away too much, and it ended up in that situation, Mishtei Yadayim. However, the Zayar seems to say that number one, says the Zayar, what did Elisha's children do wrong? So the Zayar says, Gehazi's children do wrong. So it says, Elisha saw Beruach Kadshai that none of Gehazi's children will ever be good anyways. So he was Makal Bamal, just like he saw by the Naharim. He also saw that he cursed them all with Ruach HaKadosh. They didn't do things. So he saw no one good was anyways going to come out of them, so he cursed them. But the Zayar says that Elisha gave him Musar, and he said, I served Elio, and you served me. I did a Shimush Elyon, like a Chash of a service, so I ended up with Pishnayim from Elio. And I served him Be'emes. You served me B'Sheker. You were over Al-Kal HaTayra Kula. And you were Ivran Avodah Zarah. So really, someone in your situation should be not have a chelek l'olam haba. You should be mase b'olam haba. But since l'maisa you did serve me, that is a schus, I'm going to give you your misa b'olam hazeh, and not an olam haba, and a metzaira is chashiv kemes. So this zayar sounds like that Elisha was having rachmanis on him. They're telling him he's really deserving of Ein L'chelek L'olam Habo, like the Gemara says. But he had one schus for him that he was Meshamish Elisha, with all the problems. The end of the day was Meshamish him. He was giving him Musar, look at the opportunity of serving the Navi. I served Elio, look what I got. You served me, look what you could have gotten. And yet, instead you ended up doing all these bad things. But I'm going to have Rachmanis, and I'm going to give you your Misa and Olam Hazeh, today you should get Olam Haba. So the Zayar sounds like he does have a Chelek Olam Haba. Like we said, our Gemara says he doesn't. Okay, we'll stop over here.